Yellowhammer Radio presents The Ford Faction.
Let's bring him in. Let's waste no time at all. CJ Pearson. CJ, welcome into the conversation. How are you doing today, sir?
Thank you for having me, Sam, Ford, and Zach. It's a pleasure to be here.
How old are you right now?
I'm 15.
Okay.
Wow.
It sounded like you were about, 20 years out from running for president.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it sounded like you were on the right track, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're up to, 4.5 million views? I'm sure you're knocking on the door of 5 million here pretty soon.
So I'm in 10th grade. I live in Augusta, Georgia, and I've lived here all my life. One of the biggest things that kind of frustrates me, as a supporter of President Trump, is the things that people say about him that are just kind of baseless and not rooted in any sort of truth. Every single day I hear that this man is a racist. Well, not the president that I know. I hear that he's a sexist. Not the president that I know. And it's just sort of something that kind of irks me in a way, because it seems as if the left has kind of ran out of really good arguments. And so now they're just kind of devolved in a way that all they can say is, this is racist.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is that just isn't the case. There have been certain comments that they point to where I'm just like, hey, yeah, he didn't necessarily say that in the most politically correct way, but he didn't say that in a racist way. The truth, there's a great quote, the truth doesn't care about your feelings. And I think Donald Trump understands that. He is extremely truthful, extremely blunt, and sometimes that rubs people the wrong way, but I got to tell those people, they got to grow up. I am 15 years old. I try not to let things get under my skin. And it's a shame that people twice my age haven't learned that same lesson. So I would wish them the best. Certainly at CNN, they lose their minds over every little thing that President Trump does. I think the problem they have is that they just don't understand the connection that he has to real Americans, and the way that he speaks resonates with everyday Americans across the country.
I just wanted to know, what was the kind of the straw that broke the camel's back? I mean, did somebody shut your finger in a locker or something? What got to you? What was it, CJ?
Well, it was no locker. I didn't have school that day, thankfully. But the big thing is, though, is just I hear these accusations against the president every single day. These same tired accusations. He's a racist. He's a bigot. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting because I see the great work that this president's done within the black community. I see the great work that this president's done for the country. And I'm just asking people, genuinely, stop using this horrible argument that everything and everyone is a racist just when it's easy and just when it's convenient.
The Ford Faction, making radio great again.